Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, who here hasn't spent a little too much time beating themselves up? Ever find yourself replaying that cringeworthy moment from earlier, or dwelling on that one thing you messed up? You know that feeling when your inner critic starts sounding like a relentless drill sergeant? Yeah, we've all been there. But today, we're flipping the script. We're diving deep into overcoming self-criticism and cultivating a little more self-compassion. Because let's face it, life is hard enough without adding a whole inner critic to the mix. Think of it this way. You wouldn't talk to your best friend the way that voice in your head sometimes talks to you, right? So why subject yourself to such harsh treatment? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you silence that inner critic and embrace a kinder, more understanding approach to yourself. First up, recognize those negative thought patterns. They are sneaky little things, often disguised as helpful advice or constructive criticism. But honestly, most of the time, they're just plain mean. Start paying attention to those thoughts. I should have done better. I'm not good enough. Everyone else seems to be doing it right except me. Once you've identified them, you can start to challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Or is it just a fear-based assumption? Next up, practice self-acceptance. This doesn't mean becoming complacent or ignoring your flaws. It means acknowledging that you are human and humans make mistakes. Everyone stumbles, everyone messes up sometimes. Instead of dwelling on those imperfections, focus on celebrating your strengths and the things you are proud of. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. There's no need to be perfect, just keep striving to be better each day. Third, shift your perspective. When you find yourself caught in a cycle of self-criticism, try reframing the situation. Instead of focusing on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to grow and become stronger? Remember, even setbacks can be opportunities for learning and growth. Fourth, cultivate self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is essential for building self-compassion. This means eating healthy foods, getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you feel good physically and mentally, it's easier to be kind to yourself. Finally, practice gratitude. It might seem counterintuitive, but focusing on the positive things in your life can help shift your mindset away from self-criticism. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on what you're grateful for, your loved ones, your health, your accomplishments, even the small everyday blessings. This simple practice can make a world of difference in how you view yourself and your experiences. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you just finished an important presentation at work. You know it wasn't perfect, but you put in the effort and delivered your best. But as soon as the meeting ends, that inner critic kicks in. You stumbled over that one word, your voice sounded shaky. What if they thought you weren't prepared? Sound familiar? Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, pause for a moment and take a deep breath. Remember those key takeaways we just discussed. Acknowledge the feeling, but don't let it define you. Remind yourself that you prepared thoroughly, that you showed up and shared your ideas, and that's something to be proud of. Maybe even jot down a few things you did well, your strong opening, your clear explanation on point X, or the way you handled a challenging question. So let's wrap this up. Remember, self-criticism can be a tough opponent, but with awareness, practice, and a little bit of self-compassion, you can silence that inner critic and start treating yourself with the kindness and understanding you deserve. Today's challenge. Choose one small act of self-care to do for yourself today. Take a relaxing bath, go for a walk in nature, read a chapter of your favorite book, or simply sit down and enjoy a cup of tea in peace. You deserve it. And don't forget to share your thoughts on social media using the hashtag #DailyStoicism. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you're capable, you're strong, and you are worthy of love and kindness, starting with yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.